Although fewer people are being arrested now than in previous years, the police say they do not have enough money to feed those in custody. Senior Assistant Commissioner Wayne Vudzijena said if arrested people are not given food by relatives or from sympathetic policemen paying for food out of their own pockets, detainees are going hungry. He said policemen, like many other civil servants, are only earning about $150 a month. Vudzijena said the worst affected among those arrested are people in rural police districts. He said some charitable organizations helped feed suspects in urban areas like Harare, but it is never enough. The assistant commissioner said the police force received less than 10% of the funds it requested in the last budget. He said many police vehicles no longer work and the police infrastructure is disintegrating fast. Insiders in the Department of Justice say it is also affected with a shortage of prosecutors, magistrates, and other staff servicing the courts. This is leading to longer stays in jail for prisoners awaiting trial. Former Commercial Farmers Union President Trevor Gifford and a colleague were supposed to appear in court Friday in the eastern city of Matari, but there was no staff to process them, and they were held in custody over the weekend. They were arrested on contempt of court charges because, their lawyers say, they tried to deliver a High Court order to a presiding magistrate. Other Zimbabwe government ministries are also short of cash. Education Minister David Coltart said Sunday his allocation is $1 per child at school per month. He said this is a shocking statistic affecting 3 million school children. Finance Minister Tendai Biti is raising about $90 million a month to run Zimbabwe, and there are few indications revenue is going to increase. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.